Harvard School of Public Health, I'm Elaine Grant, and this is Student Voices. The ways in which students find their way to public health careers vary hugely from student to student. Their stories are almost always fascinating. We decided to share some of them with you through this series of lunchtime conversations held in our very own Sebastian's Cafe. Today's conversation is with alumna Cindy Lung, who with the help of a Berkowitz Fellowship recently earned a doctorate in nutrition and epidemiology. Cindy's now a postdoc at the University of California, San Francisco, and UC Berkeley, studying the associations between food insecurity, dietary intake, stress, and obesity.
I think my passion is to help people who are vulnerable to poor nutrition, to help them eat better. I went to work for the Alameda County Community Food Bank. That was when I started to learn about the issue of hunger and food insecurity and how that affected what people ate and their subsequent health outcomes. I was doing nutrition education with a lot of our clients, and I was teaching them how to cook, teaching them how to use our food bank ingredients. We were lucky that we had a very progressive policy at the food bank. We got rid of all of our soda, and we replaced it with fruits and vegetables. But the problem was, a lot of people didn't know how to cook the things that we got. So the people who were living in these low-income neighborhoods, they had poor access to food. They might not even have a kitchen where they were living. They were getting foods that they didn't know how to cook with. And the other foods that they were getting at pantries were just really unhealthy. A lot of processed foods, refined grains, snacks, and things like that. I had a great experience there. I worked there for about a year, and it inspired me to go back to school to tackle these problems at a higher level. I really wanted to come back for a doctorate in nutrition, and Harvard has the best program for nutrition, hands down. I was considering some other schools, and the magnitude of their work just didn't compare to Harvard. Here, the program is so supportive of their students, and I really appreciated that. And I think just having such a small number of students in the program itself and having such a large amount of faculty really changes the environment here, so it's incredibly supportive and everyone knows your name and knows what you're researching, and I don't think that would be true of other schools. So the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP, is the new name for the food stamp program. And I've been looking at how people who receive SNAP benefits, how that affects their diet and their health. Compared to people who are eligible but choose not to receive the benefits, people who receive food stamps tend to be worse off. Their diets are worse. They're also more likely to be obese and have worse health outcomes. So we're really trying to figure out why this is. Is it something to do with the program's policies? Is it because they're not getting enough benefits and so they're resorting to unhealthier foods? Is it because they're just more vulnerable than people who do not need the program? And then we're trying to figure out how do we change the policies so that we can make changes to improve the people's diets who are people who need the program to survive. I've just learned a lot more about this issue than I could have doing the work on my own. It's amazing to work with people as accomplished as the people on our program staff. For example, Walter Willett, Lillian Chung, everyone is so accomplished in their own part of nutrition, and it's really amazing to bring everyone together and have all these different perspectives to target the same problem.
That was Harvard School of Public Health alumna Cindy Lung. I'm Elaine Grant, and this is Student Voices. For more information on attending or getting financial aid at the Harvard School of Public Health, visit our website, www.hsph.harvard.edu, and thanks for listening.